This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Early generation, they did not have shaykh or tilmid or ustad and tilmid. It all used to be what? Ashab, sahib. Abu Hanifa is sahib Abu Yusuf, and Abu Yusuf is sahib Abu Hanifa. All ashab, all companions. So companionship actually is very important. So, you know, people should not have feel any problem to learn, you know, from their teachers. So that's why we don't like people when a teacher comes, the students stand up. This never has been a culture of Islam. This all later, because when you make this thing, that somebody, teacher or other people, disciples, so this actually what makes, you know, sometime, you know, humiliation for the people who follow. So that is not a culture should be followed really. And we have seen actually among my teachers, Nazat Ulama, you don't feel any difference between the students and the teachers. You know, there is difference, but you know, they did not like to show that they are superior to the students. But at the same time, you learn from them, benefit from them, you respect them. So that keep in mind that, you know, we all companions, you know, male or female companions. Like the Prophet ﷺ had companions, like, you know, Sahab and Tabi'in, they have their own companions, Ashab. So we are Ashab together. You learn from me, but I also learn from you, you know, from so many, your questions. Sometimes, you know, when you talk, I learn so many things from the people. Everybody learns from each other. So that, you know, should keep. But beside that also, you know, we should be keen to learn. So like, you know, make effort to be in the front all the time. At least, you know, not everybody can in the front, but at least make effort. So that show the teacher that you are interested in learning. So when you're interested in learning, then the teacher can, you know, make more effort to teach you. Ask question the style should be that you want to learn more and more. And when you see the teacher does not have his argument properly, then you have full right to ask him the argument. Because if you don't ask him argument, then tell me how can you teach. You know, it could be that, you know, you understood his answer, but you do not know his argument. He knows, and you don't know. So next time when you're going to teach, you only know the answer, you don't know the argument. So you have full right to ask the argument. If you have also right to insist on the argument. If teacher does not give, you can ask again, second time, third time. And if the teacher is offended, it is his problem. You know, you have, in Islamically, you are allowed to ask again, in order to understand. But what you are not allowed actually is, and it's not very good, that to show that you know more than the teacher, or something like that, to make him, you know, speechless. So this is not the right manner. No doubt he's a human being, he does not know everything. But in right manner should be, you know, to learn and to get the argument properly, then, you know, you can teach people, you can follow yourself. So that is, but you know, this thing, this attitude, if anybody has that show that I know more than the teacher, though certainly, you know, everybody knows more than anybody else. Everybody has some knowledge which other people don't have. But when you're learning from someone, it should be more in a humble way.